with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is threatening to punish Russia with tariffs if there's no deal to end the war with Ukraine within 50 days. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he's displeased with Russian President Putin's relentless attacks against Ukrainian civilian areas and Moscow's failure to end the war.
So based on that, we're going to be doing secondary tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days. It's very simple. And they'll be at 100%.
During an Oval Office meeting with the NATO chief, the president also announced plans to sell military equipment to NATO nations who will bolster Ukraine's military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
9 people have died in a fire at a Massachusetts assisted living facility on Sunday. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It happened at the Gabriel House in Fall River, Massachusetts. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
Crews were met with heavy fire coming through the main entrance and multiple people hanging out the windows looking to be rescued.
At least 30 people were injured. Family members rushing to the scene to search for loved ones. Audio courtesy WLNE. Many of those rescued were taken to hospitals. The facility houses about 70 residents. The origin and cause of the fire are under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
The man accused of killing 2 women at a Kentucky church and wounding a state trooper in separate shootings have been expected in court for a domestic violence hearing the next day. Guy House was fatally shot by police on Sunday at Richmond Road Baptist Church. The Lexington Herald Leader reports that House went to the church looking for the mother of his children, but his domestic violence hearing on Monday did not involve her. On Wall Street, the Dow by 88 points. This is SRN News. Another indication of trouble in the Church of England.
Leaders of the denomination are looking for a new Archbishop of Canterbury, even as they consider reducing the global power of that office. The worldwide Anglican Communion is threatened with a split because the Western Church wants to embrace the LGBT agenda and other regions of the world do not. Some within the church believe if they weaken the power of the Archbishop in London, it will allow other regions to remain more conservative and preserve denominational unity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The catastrophic flooding in Texas hit Christian summer camps especially hard. At Camp Mystic, more than a score of people lost their lives. Christian camps have long been cherished for fostering communities, self-esteem, and faith in Texas. In fact, there are thousands of similar religious facilities offering summer experiences to young people all across the country. They date back to revivalist religious gatherings. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks held other records following President Trump's latest updates to his tariffs. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.2%. And the NASDAQ composite rose 0.3%. Stock indexes fell in Europe but were mixed elsewhere after the president announced 30% tariffs on goods from Mexico and the European Union. They won't take effect until August 1st, which leaves time for more negotiations. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market while Bitcoin rallied. The Dow gained 88 points to finish at 44,459. The NASDAQ was up 54 to 20,640. The S&P 500 gained 8 points to 6268. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.